It's the Andy Summers Show with Dave Cruz and Donnie
on 92.5 XTU.
And welcome to a Friday Eve with the show. You're going to tell us something, Andy, you just talked about a little bit before, Ashley McBride.
Yes, about stuff that we are prepared for as children that never actually happened in our lives.
Okay.
Right? Like, do you remember growing up? Stop, drop, and roll was such a big deal.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, we were every grade from like nursery school until our senior year in high school. I think it was like there was a day where we would learn to stop, drop, and roll for that instance when we caught on fire. Didn't you think? I mean, like, have you ever had to use that skill?
Never even once. You, Andy?
No, certainly not me.
I've had to use it.
What?
A buddy of mine, we were lighting gasoline on fire. We were lighting like vault, like these plastic.
Really not surprising.
How old were you? Was this yesterday?
Eighth grade.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so stop, drop, roll was the thing. They were lighting, you know, the ball pit in McDonald's? They have the plastic balls.
Oh, yeah.
So we put a hole in it, filled it up with gasoline, and lit it on fire, thinking that was a good idea.
It's not a good idea. Kids, don't do this at home.
No,
or
do not do this.
Ever.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Professionals.
So tell us what happened.
He threw the ball down because it lit, it was a big
of
ball
course.
Of fire. Great balls of fire, and it hit me in the leg, and my whole leg jumped up on fire, and
right, because all that gasoline would have spilled on you.
Yeah. And
dude.
I stopped, dropped. Well, first I ran.
Sure.
Which
then,
is exactly
what
you're not
did
supposed to
they
do.
Told you not
don't
to
run.
Do.
And then my buddies literally yelled, stop, drop, and roll. So I did.
Right.
And it
Thank
worked.
God somebody
so it
thought
worked.
Of it.
It worked. Yeah, so the guy that set you on fire then told you to stop, drop,
absolutely.
And roll.
Absolutely. Lifesaver.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, and thank you, because now we have that story.
Yeah.
That's I love that happened to you. Did you have burns, by the way? Like, are you okay?
I was on fire for like 2 seconds.
Wow.
Because I stopped, dropped, and rolled.
Yeah. So think about, like, one of the other things, like I'd mentioned, quicksand. Like, when we were growing up, and Donnie, I don't know, did you guys have a whole quicksand thing when you were growing up, too?
Yeah.
But I feel like my kids don't even know what quicksand is.
Yeah, because where did you grow up, Andy?
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
A lot of quicksand up there?
There's none. But I was convinced that we would find quicksand in every woods that we went into. Because we'd go exploring, and I remember being like, you know, you'd get your foot stuck in something. I think it's quicksand! Yeah. And your friends would come and pull you out, and then we'd go home and be like, oh, my God. And Andy almost got
the quicksand almost got her.
Quicksand.
It almost
and
got
I saved her.
Her.
You know, like, and it was always such but it was never quicksand. Does that even exist? Yeah. Is there really quicksand?
I don't
even know.
There was a level in Mario back in the 80s where Mario used to go and fall in quicksand. So I always thought it was
pitfall.
A thing. Yeah.
The guy in Pitfall would drown in quicksand or whatever
gaming.
You do.
Yeah, well, the thing for me was I was always told whether it be gum or a seed of any kind, that if you swallowed it, that would grow. You know, the gum would sit there for 7 years, but if you swallowed like an apple seed,
it's
afraid like an apple tree would grow in your belly. Isn't that what they told you?
My big thing was watermelon seeds because it's impossible to get them all out of the watermelon. And I was like, that is going to hurt, man.
Especially as fast as we eat watermelon. You just suck those things down.
All right. Yeah. So we want to know, what is the thing that you were prepared for as a kid that has never happened to you? Or, shockingly, it actually did. You were able to use the skill.
Give us a call.
We'd only be XT without you.
Join the Andy Summer Show at 215-263-6700.
Jill, good morning. Hey, what's something you learned as a kid that you never used?
The metric system.
Oh, my gosh.
Use it for my work. I deal with European and Far East Asian companies. ConvertMe.com, my best friend.
Oh, that's
All right.
a good one. Great tip.
Thanks for the tip, Jill.
Thanks. Love you. Love yourself.
Thank you for starting and running off with the Andy Summers Show here on 92.5 XTU. I had no idea we would get this many fascinating stories.
Yeah,
this
it's
is great.
Super fun. So we're talking about the stuff that you learn, maybe you learned of it as a kid and you were sure at some point in your life you were going to come in contact with it.
Yeah,
so really,
if they're teaching you stuff, they're teaching it to you for a reason.
And right? maybe you're disappointed at this point as an adult that you've never like got stuck in quicksand. Or from the text, maybe you never got lost in the Bermuda Triangle. Because that was a real concern.
That was all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think my kids have ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle. But that was such a big deal. Another one, long division.
Oh, gosh.
Right? But we have calculators now.
Thank goodness.
God. Yeah. All right. So, Joy, what's your story?
As a kid, every year in school, we always did the tornado and hurricane drill where you go in the hall and you crunch down and cover your head and you know, hide in the hall. And I've now been a teacher for 20 years and we still do the same thing, which I think is important. But I've never once used it in my life.
And you're pretty sure as a kid when you're learning it that at some point in your life you will use this skill, right?
Yeah, I'm like, someday I definitely know a tornado or a hurricane is going to hit my school and I'm going to need this. And I've never used it once.
Thank God.
Yeah, love you. Love your show.
Good morning, Noah. Tell us your story.
Good morning, guys. Just want to let you know I'm a big listener to the show.
Thank you, Noah.
No problem. So I heard you guys talking about the stop, drop, and roll, and it just dung a bell in my head. I was like, dude, one time we were celebrating 420 my senior year, and we were all chanting for more gas at the fire. And my buddy threw the gas on. I was sitting on the other side of the fire. It went right through, and my whole body was engulfed in flames.
Oh, my gosh.
And out of nowhere, just because what you guys said, they really ran it through our heads through every year of school. I just jumped out of my chair, stopped, dropped, and rolled. People started beating me with sweatshirts, but I only came out with leg burns, thankfully.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they're gone now because it's been probably 3 years.
Better not be celebrating 420 anymore, Noah. I think you learned your lesson, my friend.
Yeah.
Are you friends with Donnie by any chance?
Possibly.
Thanks, Noah. Thanks so much for listening.
No problem, guys. Thank you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.